living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
But give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Oh, her hair was long and the sea was strong and the waves were big and rough. They were mountain high and they hit her in the eye and swept her off into the stuff. Oh, shed a tear for Gertrude at the bottom of the sea. Yes, shed a tear for Gertrude and shed a tear for me.
What's that song you're singing?
Oh, that's a folk song my pappy learned in this little town he was born in. They wrote folk songs about practically everything that ever happened.
Oh, yeah, I know. When I was in school, I used to go around in vacation time, you know, and collect folk songs. In fact, I wrote a few myself. You know, I'd take an old local legend, I'd set it to music.
Say, Mr. Douglas, maybe you could write a song about that thing that happened around here over 100 years ago. You see, there was this woman. Her name was...
Her name was what?
Molly Turgis.
What about Molly?
Don't say it.
What's the matter with you? What's the local legend?
I'm sorry, I said more than I should have.
But you who started to tell me that
If you need me, I'll be hiding.
Molly Turgis? Lisa, have you seen... What are you doing?
I'm making a whole electrical breakfast. Electrical toast, electrical coffee, and electrical egg.
Yeah, but don't forget now, you can't add up to more than a 7, and that coffee pot's already a 3.
Darling, how long have I been here?
7 months.
Goodbye.
Where are you going?
Well, I only promised to stay 6.
You promised to stay another 6?
Well, that's because you got me drunk.
Wait, what?
Just like you did when you got me to marry you.
Why do you think up these wild stories?
I'd like to get you mad.
Well, all right, I'm mad. Now make me some breakfast.
All right. I pull out the 6 and put in the 2, take out the 1 and put in the 4, pull out the 3 and put in the... I miss.
Now I gotta fix the generator.
You better, darling, because the Zippers are coming for dinner and I want to cook them a whole electrical dinner.
What about breakfast?
Well, if you want some coffee, you better light the stove. There's some paper in the washing machine.
The washing machine?
Well, I always keep it there because I never use it. You see, it's a 6. And the refrigerator goes all the time. And if I plug in the washing machine, you know what happens?
I just saw. Lisa, my music. What's this doing in here? You know what this is?
Yes, your sock phones.
My folk songs.
But I sometimes get the S's mixed up with the F's.
Yes, I know you do.
Well, lots of people do.
What did you put my soap for?
Oh. You have trouble with the F's too?
That's not the only trouble I have.
Do you have wobble you troubles too, when you get the wobble you's mixed up with the wheeze?
No, I've been spared that one. You haven't been starting the fire with my folk songs here, have you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, because it took a long time to collect these, you know. Oh, here's one. I found this one in the Everglades. The day Lizzie Tater got et by the alligator. Oh, here's one I found down in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Who pulled the trigger on little Harry Bigger?
They're all sad.
Well, maybe they are, but that's all part of America. If it wasn't for these folk songs, a lot of the old legends would have been lost.
Well, I wouldn't care if some of them got lost.
You know, there's a folk story about something that happened here in Hooterville.
Oh?
Yeah.
How many people got wiped out?
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about it, except it's about somebody named Molly Turgis. Oh. I thought I fixed that. Good morning, Mr. Drucker.
Oh, morning, Mr. Douglas.
How are you, Mr. Drucker?
Well, I'm just fine. Care for a freshly dusted apple?
Is there something I can do for you folks?
Yes, you can answer a question. Em's been telling me of a local legend that
darling,
you have.
Darling, please, I have to do my shopping. The Ziffers are coming for dinner.
Oh, what do you have?
Have you got any guitar picks?
Yeah, but there ain't much nourishment on them.
I didn't mean that we were going to serve them. I play a little guitar, and I thought perhaps after dinner...
Oh, darling, are you going to sing some of your sad soak songs?
Soak songs?
Have you got any guitar picks?
Yeah, I think you'll find them right over there in the music department, between the Ishka Bibble kazoos and the Rudy Valley megaphones.
Okay, I'll find them.
Here's my list, Mr. Drucker.
Let's see, 6 jars of KV...
Caviar.
Oh, of course. Looks like we're fresh out of them. What are they?
They're little and round and black, and they come from... Oh, Oliver, what is a caviar?
Fish eggs.
Oh, fish eggs. Here you are, knock 'em dead fish eggs. Now, they'll get you a trout even during mating season.
I wouldn't want to disturb anybody during mating season.
How much is this guitar pick?
Is that a John Philip Sousa or an Eddie Peabody?
It doesn't have any name on it.
Oh. Well, I can let you have that for 15 cents.
Oh, darling, please, can't you do your shopping somewhere else?
I'm sorry?
What is this pâté foie?
Oh, pâté de foie gras.
Oh, of course.
4 cans, please.
4 cans of foie gras. Well, looks like we're out of that, too. Doggone, I sure have a run on these things this time of year.
Yeah, I imagine they clean you out of foie gras in no time. Honey, enough of this fancy stuff here. What are you going to serve for dinner?
Well, I served something simple, like lobster thermidor.
That's simple?
Yes, you just get a lobster and you put it in the thermidor.
I don't think we have a thermidor.
That's good, because I just sold my last lobster 3 years ago.
I never had so much trouble in the city giving a dinner party.
I got a couple of steaks in the freezer and back I could let you have.
Steaks? Well, how do you cook those?
I'll barbecue them. You got any charcoal?
Yes, sir. Sure thing. That big enough?
Oh, yeah, that's... Hey, Burgess, now what is it? Oh, that reminds me. When I came in here, I started to ask you something about this local legend about a woman named Molly Turgis.
Now you did it, Mr. Douglas. Didn't you see that sign?
Who is you know who?
You know who is my... Is who you said that busted the pickle barrel.
Oh, you don't mean it just because I mentioned...
Don't mention it.
I don't understand what busted the pickle barrel.
Yeah, what's the mystery?
Well, just forget about it, Mr. Douglas.
But you...
What happened to you know who happened a long time ago. Let's just leave it that way.
Oh, come on, Fred. The Douglases are expecting us.
I ain't a-going.
Why not?
Because he's going to ask me about you-know-who, just like he did Sam Drucker.
That don't mean he's going to ask you.
I ain't taking no chances.
Oh, you're not taking any chances mentioning Molly Turgis. What did you knock my hat off for?
I didn't touch your hat.
Well, somebody knocked it off.
It was you know who.
Don't try and tell me it was Molly Turgis. Okay, Fred, come on your feet. Come on, let's go.
I ain't moving.
Ah, Fred, I spent all afternoon pressing my hat, and Arnold took a bath.
Well, now, Arnold, he don't want to go any more than I do. He wants to stay here and watch Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay, on your feet, both of you. Come on.
All right, I'll go. But if he mentions her just once, I'm leaving.
He ain't gonna mention her. And if you'll be nice, we'll have a real good time.
So, John Brody, he rose from his bed and he picked up a shovel and he hit her on the head. Down fell Bess, stone cold dead. Down fell Bess, stone cold dead. Totally. The high diddle diddle and a ninny ninny foo. Says he, Bess Townsend, I'm rid of you.
He's not through yet, Mr. Ziffer.
Just one more to go.
Well, I guess I can sleep through that.
Fred. Go ahead, Mr. Douglas.
Thank you. Oh, they drug old John to the little county jail, and he put him in a cell, and he wouldn't give him bail. And when they strung him up and he sprung the trap, he shouted, I don't care, I shut her, yeah.
Well, not yet, Mr. Ziffer.
Oh, lay with a high diddle-diddle and a ninny-ninny-foo. Says he, Bess Townsend, I'm rid of you. Yes, indeed, Bess Townsend, I'm rid of you.
Now, Mr. Ziffer.
You know, that song is based on a true story. I got it from an old prospector in Pimple Dome, Montana. And if I hadn't put it to music, it might have been lost forever.
What makes you think it ain't lost?
Fred, why are you being so rude?
Because I know what he's leading up to. He's fixing to ask me about you-know-who.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was.
Come on. Come on, let's go, Doris.
Come on now, Fred.
I told you the minute he brought her name up that we was going to leave. Now, come on, Arnold. If we hurry, we can catch the last part of Dick Van Dyke.
Good night, folks. We sure enjoyed the dinner and the songs.
I just enjoyed the dinner.
Wait a minute. Why is it nobody wants to talk about that?
Good night, Mr. Douglas.
I wonder what the mystery is. What happened?
Well, what happened was you sang too many of your sad songs and they went home, just like they used to do in New York.
Oh.
We lost some of our best friends with your soak phones.
Lisa, I'm talking about the mystery.
Will you please unhook me?
Aren't you interested?
No. Thank you.
I am. Must be somebody around here would tell me about Molly Turgis. Mino, be more careful.
Who was Molly? What was her folly? What was the story that sent her to her glory? Was it sweet? Was it sad? Was it good? Was it bad? Or was it gruesome and gory? Molly Turgis, what is the story of you? Oh!
Lisa!
What's the matter?
Were you just in here?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Well, there was a woman standing behind me, an old hag with long stringy hair, wrinkles, no teeth.
Are you trying to start a fight?
Oh, no, I just thought that you were the only woman around here, and I must have imagined it.
Well, how can you imagine that I look like
her? Forget it.
All right. Can I unplug you now?
Yeah. Molly? Molly Turgis?
So, you want to play throwing coffee pot, huh?
I'm throwing coffee pot.
Well, if you didn't, who did? First it was over there, and then it was over here.
It's got something to do with that name.
What name?
Molly Turgis. Lisa! That's not very funny, throwing a firing pan, hitting me in the head.
I didn't throw it.
Well, if you didn't, who did?
Well, perhaps it was the same one who didn't throw the coffee pot, so we are even.
But frying pans and coffee pots don't go flying around by themselves. Wait a minute, there's a word for that. Poltergeist.
What is that?
Well, it's a supernatural phenomenon.
What is that stupid, unnatural phenomenon?
Well, some people would say ghosts.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
When are you going to learn to talk my language?
I know all about ghosts. In the old country, the houses were full of them.
Oh, come on. There's no such thing.
Don't you believe in ghosts?
Certainly not.
Then say her name.
Well, I'm not saying her name just to prove to you that I'm not afraid.
Then why aren't you saying it?
Well, I'm not saying it because... Well, who's that?
But it couldn't be you-know-who, because she wouldn't be honking. She would walk right through the walls.
Oh, sorry.
What are you blowing the horn for?
Mr. Douglas, have you signed up with a real estate agent yet?
Real estate agent?
Yeah. You're putting your place up for sale, ain't you?
What for?
I heard you was having trouble with you-know-who.
When you lived here, did any strange things ever happen?
Well, we had a New Year's Eve party one time.
I mean, things that you couldn't explain.
Such as?
Well, did you ever notice a wrinkled old hag looking at you in the mirror when you were shaving?
No, but my wife always did. Mr. Douglas, why did you have to stir all this up?
I just wanted to write a folk song.
Well, why didn't you write one about William Jennings Bryan? He wouldn't give you no trouble.
Oh, I don't...
Or Louis Pasteur. Or what's his name?
Look, Mr. Haney... Who's what's his name?
That you know who's uncle. Now, there's a story.
Yeah? What is it?
Mr. Douglas, ain't you having enough trouble with you know who without tangling with what's his name?
Just tell me the story.
Of what?
About Molly Turgis.
Now you did it. I'll have to walk all the way into Pixley.
Pixley?
Yeah, she always drives it up there and parks in front of the fire hydrant.
Come on, you don't believe that?
Believe what?
Oh, that, you know who drove off in his truck.
She did?
Well, she didn't. There's no...
Just passed Molly driving Haney's truck.
You said she didn't.
Oh, she didn't.
Well, Mr. Kimber just said he saw her.
Oh, I didn't see her. I don't think I saw her. No, I didn't see her. Can't see old Molly. Stole Haney's truck again, huh? Oh, Molly's quite a character. Somebody ought to write a soap song about her.
Yes, that's what I'd like to do, but nobody will talk about her. They won't even mention her name.
Who? Molly Turgis?
Aren't you afraid?
Oh, normally. It'll take old Molly an hour to walk back from Pixley.
Well, what is her story?
Well, it's pretty gruesome. Well, it's not gruesome. I've seen more horrible things at the drive-in movie. In the cars, not on the screen.
What happened to her?
What happened to her? Well, let's see if I can tell the story in chronological order. No, I don't think I can tell it that way.
I don't care how you tell it. Just tell it before she gets back from Pixley.
What'd you go to Pixley for? Oh, well, anyway, Molly was a very ugly child and grew up to be a horrible-looking woman.
The poor thing.
Yeah. Nobody'd have anything to do with her. I mean, kids used to hide in their house when she walked by. People draw the shades. Dogs would... No dogs liked her. She was shaped like a dog biscuit.
All right, you've made your point. She was very ugly.
Yes, she was. Never had a boyfriend. Nobody'd take her out. Well, this one fella did take her out. It's my great-great-grandfather. Yeah, he got stuck with her on a blind date. She showed up with his stringy hair.
Wrinkles? No teeth?
Well, you got stuck with her, too?
Oh, I thought I saw her in the mirror when I was shaving.
Oh, yeah. Molly's a great shaving watcher.
What finally happened to her?
Well, nobody'd talk to her. Nobody'd look at her. So finally, one day, she left town, but she said she'd come back someday and haunt anybody who ever mentioned her name.
What a sad story. She was uglied out of town.
Yeah. That's why everybody's afraid to mention Molly Turgis. Uh-oh. You know who is back. It's no use. I've got the keys. Well, it could have been worse. Should have seen the bill I got for the body work the last time. Oh, boy.
That poor woman. Everybody making fun of her. Nobody liked her except the dogs.
Don't you worry about Molly.
Only I could talk to her.
Well, it's easy. You just mention her name when you're shaving.
Molly. Molly Turgis. Molly Turgis. Hello there. I want to talk to you. You're not there. Oh, you're only there. Can you talk? Can you listen? I want to tell you how sorry I am the way they treated you here. Well, there is nothing to be sad about. You're only as ugly as you look. When you were an ugly little child in 1822, they didn't have all these things to make you beautiful, like a wrinkle remover, skin younger upper, eyes prettier, hair unstringer. Of course, all this stuff belongs to my sister. Anyway, with this, I could show you how to be beautiful. Would you like that? Then you must promise me not to throw things at people anymore. Promise? All right. Let's go to work.
You did what?
I talked to her. I made her beautiful. Well, not beautiful, but...
But, honey, I have had a peculiar day.
Darling, she promised not to throw things at people anymore. What? Molly Turgis! Molly Turgis! See? You tried.
Molly Turgis?
You see, all it needed a few kind words and two jars of cold cream.
You see, all it took was a little kindness and a couple of jars of cold cream.
You're trying to tell us that you know who ain't gonna bother us no more?
Oh, you can mention her name. Molly Turgis. You see? Everything is all right.
I've written a folk song about her, The Ballad of Molly Turgis. I'll sing it for you.
I thought you said everything is all right.
This is the ballad of ugly old Molly. Ugly as sin, by golly, by golly. By golly, as ugly as sin. By golly, as ugly as sin. Then she met Lisa, who came from the city. Who said, don't you worry, I'll make you pretty. You can't, says Molly, I'm ugly, by golly. By golly, by golly, by golly, by golly, by golly, by golly. I'm ugly as sin, by golly. Oh, Molly has...
Hello, Miss Turgis. Oh, you look beautiful. Do you hear the song my husband wrote about you? It isn't very good, but at least they won't forget you. Now you go wherever you're supposed to go and have a nice time. Oh, you promised. All right, just this one.
Longer an ugly old crone. Now she's as pretty as Molly Malone. Lisa, you said that...
Well, she just wanted one for the road.
Thank you.
Conway's presentation, darling.